Welcome to the Female VC Lab Podcast. I have Jess here. Jess, in one line, give your name, your title, and the name of your fund.
I am Jess Hunnishin from Shine Ventures.
Wonderful. So what inspired you to become a venture capitalist or an investor, Jess?
Yeah, we certainly play in the angel space. And my business partner, Emily, and I have run a company called Shine Talent Group for almost 9 years now. And we do talent management in the creator space. So we represent...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Instagrammers, TikTokers, YouTubers, all those crazy
kids. Oh, wow.
So through doing that, we have access to so much trend data and we see so many new companies come and go. And we also have a lot of talent who are doing really cool things. And we felt that there was an opportunity where we could both invest in some of the businesses that they are looking to create, but also just understanding a lot of trend data, start to invest in businesses that we saw or industries that we saw on the rise.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about your investment thesis and what the pure motivation behind your thesis.
Yeah, so we very much like Shine Talent Group. We focus on all things lifestyle and wellness. And what we plan to do is each year or two is release what our kind of focus points are going to be for that next 12 to 24 months. So we'll probably change it up roughly every year or two. So for this next year, we're focusing on all things menstruation through menopause.
Through menopause.
The audience.
Hopefully post-menopause as well.
Yeah.
It is a problem. I have done that, going through the menopause. Yeah. And it was so weird because literally I figured out what was going on because I got super emotional and I'm not like super emotional. And I said, something must be happening. Because it was just so weird. But and then that's something that us women don't really conversate about. But if you had these influencers or people that were creating things about it,
yeah,
that would be a good thing. There's nothing wrong with these conversations.
Exactly. I think for women, it's something that like it just hadn't really been discussed. It was this closed doors, taboo conversations. But this stage of life is really important and women don't go away. Yes. So we wanted to understand more ourselves and really invest in companies that were doing really cool things in this space. So we're very excited about it.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. So what are you currently reading or learning or listening to these days?
Oh gosh. I tried last year to start reading some books that were not fully focused on business because I found that I was working all day and then I was reading these business books at night. So I tried to switch my brain.
Round yourself out a little bit.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I should read for pleasure. What about that? So I started reading some very trashy, fun books, but I think I love listening to podcasts. I think you'll catch me always listening to some kind of business podcast. I love podcasts like How I Built That and things like that to get into the brain of the founder and really understand what makes them tick and what makes them successful. And so that type of thing really interests me.
So bonus question, everyone gets it. In 2 years, how do you see venture capital or investing having changed or evolved?
I think that we're going to see a ton more in the angel investment space. I think, especially for a podcast like this that is really targeted towards the female experience in investing, like we're seeing so much more data come out on that and so much more information, even like from my end in the talent world, so many women talking about investment. And it's the same thing with menopause that I mentioned before. It has been these really like taboo subjects. So I think bringing that out into
That's so weird. Why is it taboo like that to even finance, like you said? Because also, if you think about the transfer of wealth, there's going to be a massive wealth transfer that's going to impact women and men and younger women and younger men. So the fact that we have to train them on you're about to get a part of this massive wealth transfer, and then you should have some responsibility about that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there's just money for a lot of people comes with a lot of shame attached to it, whether that be debt or just like feeling like you don't have the knowledge. And so I think I love seeing more people just break it down and they're like, you know what, this is what this acronym stands for. And this is what this means. And this is what that means. So I think with more and more women, especially really understanding finances and investing, I think you will start to see people do like small scale investing and outside of just like the stock market and real estate, which again, there are spaces where people
have
a little more comfort. I think we'll start to see women say, I want to invest in companies. And there's so much data around how, you know, when if you invest in a female owned company, that founder typically
exit faster, more revenues. I have all the stats as well.
Like, I know.
It's all there.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. And I think more women investing, I think we're going to see some really cool businesses come out of that. And that kind of, I think there'll be a lot more businesses built with the community in mind, even if it's like when I say that, like a community of investors and being able to pull from the experience of lots of different women and build these companies. I think it's going to be really, really interesting and really fun.
Now, how do you deal with a lot of creators? A lot of these creators, everybody kind of points to Mr. Beast, but they have a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of female creators on TikTok and these other places. Oh, yeah. Like, how do you see them participating in kind of the venture and investment economy?
Yeah, I think there'll be two really distinct sides to it. So side one being, these are people that are generating, we talked about the transition of generational wealth.
Yes.
These are people that are generating
their own wealth. Yeah.
And a lot of it. Like a
yes.
Lot.
I mean, yes.
Yes.
I pointed to Mr. Beast, but I know there's a lot on TikTok as well. There's a lot of these creators that are doing, like you said, create a lot of wealth for themselves.
Yeah. Tons.
So are they thinking about it more? Because it's interesting. I've been watching, I don't know, a lot of people are coming off of YouTube right now.
Yeah.
But eventually, right, the TikTok or whatever, they'll have created a lot of wealth for themselves. So it's almost the question is, what is their next phase of their life? Are they looking at investing and keeping and building more wealth for themselves?
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think they're going to want to invest in companies where they can have a really active role in the success of them. Right. And I think we'll also see businesses wanting influencers to invest because they're going to be promoting that product all the time. And
it's
a really smart move for these startups to have an influencer on their board of directors or board of advisors where they have a stake in it. They can be pushing this product out for them every day to their audience who they've already built. They're already highly trusting. And the influencer is going to say, okay, not only now am I just pushing these products, like, I've got a stake in the ground here and I want the product to do well because I'm
a part of it because I'm literally a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it does make it a little bit of a difference than just like I see some of these influencers and they're transactional, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But then, like you said, it's a little bit different. You're like, yes, and I have a stake in this. Not only is it something I really believe in it. So I decided to put a stake in the ground on it.
Exactly. So I think we'll see influencers investing in products that they love and really believe in. And then I think we'll see influencers, again, wanting to create their own products and like brands that have a bit more longevity, perhaps outside of what they're doing. So things that aren't necessarily tied to their name.
I get that. Yeah, that makes sense.
And they can step away or they can fade into the background a little bit and this business can run or it could be acquired, right? So I think the creator economy and the investor world, I think there'll be a nice convergence on each other and we'll see some really cool things come
out. That's why I ask, because a lot of these, they created, done well. How do they keep that, right? How do they perpetuate that moving forward?
Yeah.
All right. So how do people contact you, Jess?
I'd be crazy if I didn't say social media, right?
That will be in the show notes as well.
social media for sure. So you can find me. I'm an easy one. Jess Hunnishan, all one word. And then you can find Shine Talent Group on Instagram. Again, all one word. And Shine Ventures, same thing. And TikTok as well, Shine Talent Group. You'll find us over there. So all over social media. It's easy to find us there.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much, Jess Hunnishan, Shine Ventures, for being my guest on the Female VC Lab.
My pleasure.